Hi, world. Thank you for tuning in to I Pray This Is Not the Last Time. I'm Marquita here with the word of encouragement. The topic for today is loving beyond understanding. When I first heard loving beyond understanding, the first thought that came to my mind was how God loves us, the righteous as well as the unrighteous. And it's easy for us as people in the flesh, because it's a daily fight, to wonder how or why God could love this person or that person when we know that they may not be living right or doing right on a daily basis. But I'm so grateful that God does not allow us to be the one that makes the final say-so in how and who God loves. God looks beyond our faults and he sees our needs. And we have to remember, favor falls on the just as well as the unjust. And the word of God tells us this in 1 John 1-9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So I hope and pray those people that will wonder, how can God love them? God loves beyond a way that we will ever, in a way that we'll never be able to comprehend or understand. And I'm grateful for that. I'm so grateful that if there is a bad moment in my life, although God is not happy with the sin or the wickedness that I may have acted upon, but God is loving and faithful that if I confess, that God is willing and will forgive me. And God is standing there with his arms wide open. So I'm here to tell you today, don't let what you've done or what people said to you make you think that God doesn't love you, because God loves beyond a way that man will never be able to comprehend. Remember, God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life through Jesus Christ. Doesn't matter what you did. Doesn't matter what you're doing. Confess according to 1 John 1-9. Confess your sins and God will be sure to forgive you. And don't let man tell you that God doesn't love you. His word, the word of God, already lets you know that God loves beyond any way that any man or woman can ever comprehend. Thank you for tuning in to I Pray This Is Not the Last Time. I hope something was said that can be a help to you or to someone you know. I would also like to say thank you to my subscribers. If you would like to be a subscriber of I Pray This Is Not the Last Time, be sure to select the subscribe button. Now before you go, please allow me to cover you in prayer. Gracious and eternal God, thank you for your love. Thank you for loving us beyond our comprehension, beyond the world's comprehension, Lord. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for your blessings and your favor, even when we are undeserving. And Lord, I'm praying for my brothers and sisters out there that are listening in right now to this podcast, that they understand that they are never too far, that you won't forgive them, Lord, and that you won't pull them in. All you ask is they confess their sins, Lord God. You are faithful and just to forgive them, Lord God. May this word, Lord God, fall on the hearts, mind, body, and souls of people, and their mindset may be changed. Their heart may be changed. Their life may be changed. Their bloodline may be changed. May today mark the history of new beginnings in you, Christ Jesus, knowing, Lord God, that you love beyond our comprehension, beyond our understanding. We love you. We give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise, and we thank you for your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.